I'm not sure what's happening.
Burgers are good.
I'm not sure what's happening.
Good day and welcome to episode 47 of the Montreal Burger. This week, Chris Zekehan and Ed Hocko, also known as Blur, are joined by one of Montreal's best chefs, Julie Hondo, at the Montreal Hamburger Institution, known as Restaurant Fitted.
To my mind, the only thing that could make it better is if it was a grill as opposed to a griddle.
Although if it was a grill as opposed to a griddle, you wouldn't get that crust. And for me, that's the thing that really stands out here is that crust.
You wouldn't smash it?
You wouldn't smash it, yeah, exactly.
But you could get the crust, it just needs to be hot enough.
That's true.
And I'd be changing the whole way that they do stuff. And it wouldn't be Resto Phil, it'd be Resto Chris, or Resto Zeke.
There you go.
And I do think he's comping us for the burgers.
Normally
they say, what do you want, and how much, here it is, this is how much it costs.
He hasn't
asked us yet.
Does that introduce an ethical dilemma for the Montreal Burger Report?
Short answer, yes. If you remember, you were the one who wanted to subscribe to the Food Blogger Code of Ethics.
Yes.
And so at which point, thankfully, we haven't left yet. And thankfully, I am hard-headed, pig-headed, and more stubborn than he is.
Meaning? You will insist on paying?
Yes.
I think this is the first time I've done a burger report where I'm already very familiar with the burgers.
You were very familiar with the Copley burgers?
No, not really, because it had been years since I'd had one.
You still...
And even then, I'd only had a handful. But in this case, I was here a week ago and...
Oh, you were here a week ago?
Maybe it was 2 weeks ago.
And I take it you like it?
Oh, yeah.
So you've gotten into a habit of ordering the same thing every time you come here now?
Yeah, unfortunately. This time I got onions. I did not get onions last time.
Okay.
I think the onion is good. It's sliced thinly.
Don't open your burger.
Don't open the burger.
But if you open your burger, it's going to fall apart.
Very clean. Yeah, exactly.
Juicy, but it doesn't
show. Yep, that's to say it's juicy in the mouth, but it doesn't drip all over your hands. And it's, you can see the...
It just falls all over your hands because the caramelizing
right there, you see that? This is what you get from that slap method and the way they cook it, which is nice.
Zeke begins babbling nonsense here. Obviously, the fumes have gone to his head. To explain, Zeke prefers things that are large, like the Super Phil burger. But since he inhaled it without saying a word about it, he is feeling a bit embarrassed. After all, this is the
Now I'm definitely going to have a second one. It's going to be a simpler one than the old Phil. I knew I was hungry as well. And to me, the more the merrier. This is one where I'm just sort of like inhaling and just say, okay, I know it's good. I don't have to describe this. I don't have to think of this. Once you get used to something, you don't need to concentrate on. That's why I then came up with the list, because it does then force me to go back and concentrate on stuff that I would normally just not worry about one iota.
The list is a piece of paper with about 50 various points to consider before, during, and after eating a burger. Points such as burger stability, the crumble factor, and the beef to bun ratio.
One of the things that the smash burger method does is it gives a burger like this a nice crumble factor. And by crumble factor, you can see where the meat is kind of crumbly, which is kind of nice with a burger. When the meat is too condensed, it becomes like this chewy.
Mm-hmm. Although to me that is not thing. Because of this method of cooking, it's entirely due to the method of grinding.
Does the matzo burger come with a nicer thing, or don't think so.
No, I think the matzo burger comes with a regular
standard bun.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And which is what I am. Mm-hmm. Which is a standard bun. Mm-hmm. Nothing to do with the good or bad, you can say, but it does the job. It's fresh. And I've always felt that a hamburger bun is essentially an edible napkin. You know? Mm-hmm.
To me, it's the sort of thing where it's, yeah, it's the meat here is, and the hamburger is what makes it special.
We should ask Julie what she thinks of the bun factor, as according to our theories.
I think in this case, the bun is perfect, because it's thin as a... I love it like that, but the thing that bothers me, I don't know why I ordered it, but tomatoes.
Yeah,
I know it. It's not good.
I know, especially in winter. You're not going to get a good tomato.
Well, not especially in winter. Right. It's not good. I don't know. I don't even know why I asked Andres, because it's like only it's sour.
Yeah, that's why sometimes I get lettuce, sometimes not, but I never get a tomato on a hamburger. I've learned.
Nope.
I'm a Montreal burger for it.
I just wanted to have my burger.
So?
It rocks.
Two Phil burgers are probably a little easier to eat than two Copley burgers.
I could actually do a third one. They are that good.
For me, it's more, like you said, it's like it gets that crumble.
Yeah.
But for me, it's more a question of taste than texture.
Oh, really?
It adds like a big, the seared stuff,
Okay, yeah, the crust, yeah. Well, I think it's both, is the thing, and that's why I like it. Obviously, it's not a very thick burger, which means it has a lot of surface area. But when that surface all has that nice crust on it, you know, it's just, my God, it's beautiful.
From Wikipedia, the Maillard reaction is a chemical reaction between an amino acid and a reducing sugar, usually requiring heat. It is vitally important in the preparation or presentation of many types of food, and, like caramelization, is a form of non-enzymatic browning. The reaction is named after the chemist Louis-Camille Maillard, who first described it in the 1910s while attempting to reproduce biological protein synthesis, although it has been used in practical cooking since prehistoric times. The Maillard reaction is responsible for many colors and flavors in food, toasted bread, and malted barley as in malt, whiskey, or beer, to name just a couple.
Le goût vient de la viande, et selon la méthode du cuisson, ça change pas le goût. Ça change le texture, ça change le contexte, pas le contexte, mais la méthode de le savourer.
Mais je comprends ce que je veux dire, moi je sens pas qu'il y a tant une croûte.
Oui.
C'est pas crush. C'est vraiment la saveur du poêlé. Du sel, justement. Oui.
Mais ça, c'est toujours ça, juste ça comme un goût, mais le goût de la viande. Yeah,
ouais, à la base, yeah. Ouais, c'est sûr.
Non, mais maintenant, je comprends que, yes, you're talking about this. To me, that's just. I'm expecting it with the method of cooking, so it's a sort of thing where.
I was expecting it.
Yes.
You were asking me what was I expecting. I was expecting something really crispy. Because of that crust, but for me it adds up more to the flavor than the texture.
To me, I like the texture, and I'm knowing what I'm getting,
right.
And then realize it doesn't change the flavor to me at all. It's like, no way, this is going to be a piece of burger. My mouth reacts to the crust. It's very good.
And how do you feel about that thing that we don't know where the beef comes from? Such a trend.
But there, to me, it's he knows the butcher, if necessary. If I was a journalist doing some sort of investigative journalism, I could track it back down to the cow.
Once again, we hear how Zeke knows nothing.
But here, he knows the butcher's name. The butcher is the guy that says, "You want this shoulder?" And whatever is on the other side, and he suddenly gets a new job at a new place, then I would worry a little bit that the butcher shops that he's been in have all closed.
Yeah, that's potentially a problem. But the other thing, too, is that given the nature of this place, this is a small, family-run casserole. So, you know, you have to manage your expectations of how much can you expect from such a place that sells burgers at these prices. You know, it's like, if you look at a place like Shake Shack in New York, burger chain that's very popular in the past year or so. You know, they use all organic beef, and they can literally trace it right back to the cow back to its place of birth for every piece of beef. But
how much they sell it for?
You know, and I think it's around $8 or $10 a burger or something. And and it's also New York, it's trendy, and this place defies all that. This place at first glance, you would have very low expectations of anyway, because you think, well, it's a greasing spoon, it's a little hole in the wall, you know, they're probably just doing whatever's easiest and stuff like that. But what they're able to produce is a really good tasting burger because they're sticking with the traditions and stuff. But you can't expect them to operate necessarily at the same level as a trendy New York burger shop. You know, it's a different world.
Or it's just like, it's all about the taste.
Yeah.
You see what they do with the fat. Mm-hmm. It's too much, we put it away. Next
right.
week, we add it to the meat.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect, we keep it like that. Or
right.
they trim, they don't trim, they see it. They know what they're doing.
There's
it's not always about organic.
Right, exactly.
It's about what you use. About
right.
the taste and everything.
Well, this is the thing, like he was saying I asked him what the percentage of fat was. He couldn't tell me a number, but he said it was by eye, which tells you that there's a sense of craft.
Right.
You know, it's not just a matter of, the formula says blah, blah, blah. No, they do it by eye. His dad taught him to do it this way, and this is how he does it, and that's why it's consistent, and fortunately, that's why it's good.
So, watching
Zoom,
I still feel.
Yep. I'm Anonio.
I'm Selena.
And Coco.
So to avoid any potential conflict of interest, our heroes pay for 3 double burgers with cheese, a super fill, fries, onion rings, a 7-Up, and a large Coke. With tax, it was under $30.
Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, how do we feel after a couple of Phil burgers?
I feel very good.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just now trying to concentrate on the tastes in my mouth and see if I can't quantify them as opposed to just saying they make me happy. And it is a certain thing, it's like on the side of my tongue, and it is a sort of semi-burnt sensation, but not burnt in a bad way, but burnt in a good way. Sort of like, barbecue sort of stuff, even though there's no barbecue within miles of here.
Thanks for listening to episode 47 of the Montreal Burger Report. Tune in next week when our heroes start the evening at the Dominion Square Tavern before heading over to yet another Montreal hamburger institution, Mr. Steer. What will they think of the change in management, name, and focus at the Dominion Square Tavern? Will one Montreal great hamburger institution suffer in comparison to another, or can they both coexist peacefully? Find the answers to these and other questions in episode 48 of the Montreal Burger Report. Next week, same burger time, same burger channel. Restaurant Finip is located at 1877 Amherst, just below Ontario. They're open 7 days a week from 10 in the morning to 7:30 at night, except on weekends when they open at 11 and they close at 7. Their phone number is 514-528-5957. Unfortunately, they don't have a website yet. The Montreal Burger Report is your place for absolutely anything and everything having to do with hamburgers, cheeseburgers, and sliders in Montreal. A new episode is available every Wednesday morning on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and at montrealburger.wordpress.com. If you'd like to write us, we can be reached at montrealburger@gmail.com. We'd like to thank CKUT for their support, the one, the only, the incomparable Brad Slide of DiscoBreak.com and the Beach Boys for the music, and you for listening.